Gemara on Kuf Ches on the base points out, and Kuf Ches on the Allah points out that there is a Machlekes HaTanoim. The Machlekes HaTanoim is in the area of Bas V'Cholov. What is a Efshel L'Sochto Asur or Efshel L'Sochto Mutter? How do we paskin on the Machlekes HaTanoim? Machlekes are viewed in the Chachamim. How do we paskin? So Rebbe made a compromise, but basically part of his compromise is that he's paskining like Rebbe Yudis. That you say Efshel L'Sochto is Asur. So that's how most of the Rishonim paskin, that Efshel L'Sochto Asur, at least by Bas V'Cholov, Efshel L'Sochto Asur. The Rive stands out in Hilchas Macholos Asuras. This Hasoge on the Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Yud, the Ravid says not correct, that the only time the Gemara says Efshel L'Sochto Asur is with, if one would adopt the opinion of Rabbi Yude, that Min B'Mino is B'Mashu. So then Efshel L'Sochto Asur leads up to say that Min B'Mino will be Asur. But since we don't accept Rabbi Yude Shita that Min B'Mino is B'Mashu, so the whole Efshel L'Sochto Asur is irrelevant. That's a Peladika Raivit. That's Rav Chaim has a whole piece to try to be Miyashiv. What in the world is the Raivit talking about? What does one have to do with the other? Why does Efshel L'Sochto Asur have anything to do with Min B'Mino B'Mashu? You can hold Min B'Mino is not B'Mashu. Efshel L'Sochto is still Asur. And if we work hard enough, I think we may come up with a pshat in the Raivit. So I just wanted to point out that there are two basic fundamental pshatim in the Rishonim regarding this Gemara. On the assumption that we paskin Efshel L'Sochto, what is the Machlekes HaTanoim? And what is it that most of the Rishonim have paskin over here that Efshel L'Sochto is also? So here there is a famous Machlekes you covered already on the Kuf Amud Aleph, Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim, where they say Chatzich Anach Nevela Bishar Yisurim, and Rabbeinu Ephraim limits it only to Bas V'Cholov. He says Shari Yisurim, you don't say Chatzich Anach Nevela. Within the Rabbeinu Ephraim, there are two versions, both found in Yerodeh. There's a Stephen Mechaber in Yerodeh. What the Mechaber Paskin is like Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Ramah Paskin is like Rabbeinu Tam, that you say Chaticha Nasmeh B'Shar Yisurim also. The Mechaber Paskin like Rabbeinu Ephraim, you don't say Chaticha Nasmeh B'Shar Yisurim. So within the Mechaber, there are two versions in two different places. The Shach points out, and Simon at Sadiq Beis of Kotni Miralach, I think that's the one the Shach points out. There are two versions of whether the Rabbeinu Ephraim meant to say that Bishar Yisurim Osa Chaticha is Choseres Lahatera. You can even eat the original Chaticha. Let's say I have a piece of meat, and a little Chazer Shmaltz fell into the meat, and you don't have Shishim against it. So that you're not allowed to eat that meat because it has a Nesina Stam of Chazer Shmaltz. And then I cooked this piece of meat in a big vat full of vegetable soup, and the Chazer Shmaltz came out. And now you can't even taste the Chazer Shmaltz in the original piece of meat. Now I have Shishim in the piece of meat against the Chazer Shmaltz. Would you say Osa Chaticha is Nasa's Hether? Or would you say no? Even though Rabbeinu Ephraim only says you don't say Chaticha Nasa's Hether B'Shar Yisurim, you don't need Shishim Keneged the whole Chaticha, but Osa Chaticha Nesher is B'Yisur. So that's two versions in the Mechaber. The Shach points out. So I think according to the one version that the Rabbeinu Ephraim would say even Osa Chaticha is also Muteris, and the Gemara only says Efshel L'Sochto Asur, the Chaticha means also only by Bas V'Cholov. So then there's another Machlekes HaRishonim, which the Shach quotes in Siman Kuf Hei, Sivkot Yud Zayin. The Gemara only has the Machlekes by Efshel L'Sochto. Means I have a piece of flesh and a little bit of milk fell onto it and it's in the Sinas Tam. I can taste the flavor of the milk and the flesh. And then I cook this, I take this piece of meat and I put it into a pot full of water and I cook the whole thing up. And so much of the milk goes out of the Chaticha Basa that now I clearly have Shishim and the Chaticha against a little bit of milk. So that's Efshel L'Sochto. So we pass from Efshel L'Sochto as us. What if you can chemically remove every particle of milk from the piece of meat? Will everybody agree this is a Machlekes HaTanoim with Efshel L'Sochto Asa Mutar? What about Efshel HaFri though? That's the lotion that the Achreinim use. Primavadim raises the Shaila. And the Shach points out, the Shach in Siman Kuf Hei, so the Kotin Yud Zayin points out that it's a Beferish HaMachlekes HaPaskim HaHalacha LaMaisa, where the Efshel HaFri though is also Mutar. The case that the Shach has is the following case. It says in Yerideya that we assume Tosfos has the call based on the Gemara. Ein balua yaitzim echaticha la chaticha beloi reitas. let's say I have a piece of meat that has a bliya from Chazer Shmaltz, and I'm broiling this piece of meat next to another piece of meat, but there's no right, they're just both on the same grill, one next to the other. So we assume that in bulu yaitim echaticha lachaticha b'lo roista, the Chazer Shmaltz will not go from one, or Chazer Shmaltz maybe is a double shamans, maybe it will go. So let's take something that doesn't have shamnuz, okay. Something that doesn't have shamnuz. So it won't go chametz. It has a piece of meat, has a bliyah of chametz. Okay. So I'll be broiling this piece of meat, on a grill next to another piece of meat that's kosher. So we assume ein bolo yetzim chaticha lachaticha b'lai roitz, if the bliyah won't go out from one chaticha to the other, unless you're cooking it all together in a pot with roitz or with hevel dinikei roitz, so then the bliyah will go from one chaticha to the other. So the shaila is, what if you have, it says in Shulchan Aruch, what if you have basa b'chalav? So basa b'chalav will go from one to the other. So what does it mean? How do you translate the words basa b'chalav? So the Shach quotes two interpretations from the Baskin. One interpretation is you have on the same grill a steak and a chunk of cheese, and the two are touching each other. So the steak will give a bliya fleshik sticker, they klipa into the cheese, and the cheese will be give a bliya of cheese, a kadei klipa into the steak. So the first kadei klipa of steak and the first kadei klipa of the cheese will be also because of basa b'chalav. What if I have a piece of meat that was cooked in milk, and I washed off the milk from the surface, but the piece of meat is basa b'chalav, and I have this piece of meat next to another piece of meat? We assume that the bliya of chalav will not go, ein bolu yetz mechaticha lachaticha b'loi roitev, but the tam of the basa will go. So this is Epshel HaFrido. I have succeeded in separating the basa from the chalav. Only the basa will go. The tam of basa will go from the chaticha, which is basa b'chalav, into the chaticha next to it. Chaticha seta. And the chalav ha-balo, the basa will not go. So that's 2 days in the shach. That's a machlekes harishon. With Epshel l'sochto osur, what about Epshel HaFrido? Is Epshel HaFrido osur? Is Epshel HaFrido mutan? Shari surim, there is no machlekes. Shari Surim, everybody agrees, that's a Gemara, Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and that's the bottom Tosfos pointed out. Gemara talks about Trei Gelalei de Milcha. Trei Gelalei de Milcha is the Gemara later, when you're broiling meat and you didn't salt it in advance. So the meat is full of blood. So when, let's say, have a container on the bottom of the meat, so it collects all of the schmaltz that falls down, it collects all of the blood. So the schmaltz used to be considered healthy years ago. People enjoyed marrying fat women. And a girl wanted a fat, healthy-looking boy. That was considered healthy. When people lay a lot of schmaltz, so that was considered healthy. So there, let's say you have all the schmaltz, and the schmaltz is cooked, it's cooked together with all of the dam. So it's absolutely awesome. So is there a chemical stunt whereby we can remove all of the dam from the schmaltz? So the Gemara says yes. If you have trei gelalei de milcha, you have to have very coarse salt and put in exactly the right amount. If you put in too much salt, it's no good. If you put in too little salt, it's no good. Put in exactly this amount of salt. Tais quotes the halachas gedolos. We don't know what it corresponds to today, so therefore we don't have this full of trei gelalei de milcha. But in principle, it says in the Gemara that if you have some chemical procedure whereby you can figure out how to remove all of the trace of bliya in the kosher food, Epshel HaFrida will be muta. B'shari Surim, for sure, Epshel HaFrida is muta. The whole machlokes that the Shach quotes in Siman Kuf Hei, Sivkotin Yud Zayin, is only by basa b'chalav. So again, if one should assume, like the one version of the Rabbein Ephraim, that Epshel, that Chaticha Nas Nevela B'shari Surim doesn't apply, and even Oysa Chaticha is also Chazeres Lehetar, you can even eat the original Chaticha, and by Basim B'chalav, not only Epshel HaSochto is Asur, even Epshel HaFrido is also Asur. That's what the 2 days in the Shach, the Machlokes HaRishonim. So then, L'chore, the Machlokes HaTanoim on our daf could be interpreted as follows. There is a klal, there is a Machlokes, I take it back, there's not a klal. There is a machlokes, is there a klal that states that treifa eino chazeres lehechsherim? So there is a gemara in Perek Eilu Treifas, where the gemara talks about sirchas on the lungs. The lungs have different, you look at a diagram of the lungs, they have lobes on either side. You have 4 lobes on one side, one is big and the other 3 are small, and 5 lobes on the other side, 3 small ones and one larger one. So a sircha means like a little chewing gum that gets stuck from one lobe to another lobe. So if it's Shalek Hesidron from the first lob to the third lob, or from the first lob to a lob on the other side, from the right side to the left side, if it's Shalek Hesidron, then it makes it trefo. Why? Because when the animal breathes in, it's like blowing up all the balloons, and all the balloons are going to get bigger, and they're going to rip apart from each other because they're connected. But if it's a Sircha Kesidron, it's in between the first lobe and the second lobe. So it's stuck, so what? So each one gets blown up, so what? They're right next to each other. It's not going to rip apart. So if it's a Sircha Kesidron, it's kosher. Sircha Shlo Kesidron, it's a trefa because it's going to rip it apart. And where does a Sircha come from? So the Gemara says, ain't Sircha b'loy nekev. So Rashi learns, a mem vav and a beis. There's a Tesis that disagrees with Rashi, the bottom Tesis. So Tesis quotes Rashi that ain't Sircha b'loy nekev means that there must have been a sircha as an indication that there was a nekev in the lung, and a nekev in the reya makes a trefa. But if you say some the nekev, it'll be chazal lehechshera. But what if you say some? So let's say, what if you have a sircha teluya? I have a sircha that clearly indicates that there was a hole in the lung, and the hole got patched up with a little chewing gum over here. Chewing gum means the liquids inside the lung started to flow out, and then somehow they solidified, and you got this gum material, and it made a sircha over there. But it's not connected with any other lobes in the lung that is going to rip apart, so that's okay, even though there was a hole. Chayv chazeres lechshera. But if the tikkun, if the patching up job was happened in such a way that it's connected with another lobe in such a way it's going to rip apart, so then the tikkun that developed for this hole in the lung is only of a temporary nature. It's not going to be too lasting. It's going to rip apart. So then the nekev and the reya makes it into a treif. The Tosis pulls the hair out. What are you talking about? How can it be? If ain't sircha b'loy nekev means there already is a nekev. So if there already is a nekev, ain't treifa chazeres nachshev. There is no such thing. So it must be that the klal in the gemara ain't sircha b'loy nekev means that whenever there's a sircha, it's an indication that it's going to ultimately develop a nekev. And it's a trefa al shem sofa. It's not that it already is a trefa. It's not that it already has a nekev. It's going to develop a nekev. Every animal is going to drop dead. So that's not too imminent. But if the animal is going to develop a nekev in the reya imminently because it has a sircha in such a way that the balloons are going to be filled up and going to be ripping apart from each other, it's going to rip apart, so it's a trefa al shem sofa. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds trefa chazeres lechshera. Rashi says, if you have a trephus, if you have a nekev in an organ in an animal that makes it a trephus, but then it develops a stima, ma'alius, a good stima, so it's chazeres lachshem. Tosfos says there is no such thing. And the Rosh over there sides with Tosfos. The Rosh always presents the final conclusion from the Bali of Tosfos. There were communities in Europe where they didn't learn Gemara with Tosfos, they just learned Gemara with Rashi and the Rosh. Because the Rosh gives you the most important arguments of Tosfos sometimes, and it gives you the maskana, Allah HaMais, it says it doesn't always give you the maskana. So that the Rosh over here, and Daphne above, says the same as Tosfos. Similarly, in Behemam Kasha, you also have a machlekes, the Rosh and Simon Zayin. Behemam Kasha quotes the Ramban, and he's very surprised, how can the Ramban say such a thing? The Mishnah says that if the leg of the animal breaks by the Tzumas HaGidin at a certain point, that's an ayin vav, Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. So the whole animal becomes a trefa. If the leg is broken at a certain point, the whole animal becomes a trefa. If it breaks higher than that or lower than that, then it's not a trefa. But because the leg is broken, so when you shech the animal, so you're not allowed to eat from that part on. Hechi timtze, that's what he has. Hechi timtze, that you shech an animal, and part of the animal is a trefa, and the rest of the animal is not a trefa. How is that possible? Either the whole animal is a trefa, or the whole animal is not a trefa. The answer is no. That you shech the whole animal is not a trefa. But basa v'yeba hamadul dolam ibehema chayviyof, if you have a broken limb, so from that point on, that's included in the gzeres hakasa basa basa the trefa lo sechela basa. That means chutzlum chitzasa. It broke off from the rest of the animal. So an Eva Hamaduldal, a Basa Hamaduldal, the Behema Chayviyoyf has the status like as an Issa Trefa. It's not really a Trefa, as an Issa Trefa. It would have been a Trefa. The whole chicken, the whole animal would have been a Trefa. The Shaila is, well, how do you have a Hechetimtze that you You learned El Hashchit already? No, okay. That's what they ask the Shaila and Evan Boichan. How is it possible that you shecht an animal, one limb of the animal, one leg of the animal would be a Nevela, and the rest of the animal is not a nevela, or the reverse? How can it be that you shecht an animal, the whole animal is a nevela, and one leg is not a nevela? So that you got to learn Hilchos Shechita. Okay, see if you learn it. Okay. Fine. So on this Mishnah, the Mishnah Nine Vav says, if the animal breaks its leg at the point where you have all of the Gidden cross the Tumas HaGidden, I think on a bird you have 16 Gidden cross each other. So if the leg breaks at that point, then the whole chicken is a treif. If it breaks higher or low, it's not a treif. So the Rosh quotes Hiksha HaRamban, why should the whole animal be a treifa? Let the Sheichet take a saw and cut another inch off. If the animal would break its leg higher or lower than the Tumas HaGidden, the whole animal is not a treifa. So let the Sheichet use his brain. Let him cut off another inch higher than the Tumas HaGidden, so it won't be a treifa anymore. So he says, the Ramban says, Anachanami, Hachem Maskinon, that the Sheikhet wasn't using his brains. He shechted the animal when the leg was broken exactly at the Tumas HaGidden. But if he would cut off an extra inch or two higher, then the animal would not be a treifa. So the Rosh says, he considers that a weird svara. How can you say such a wild svara? Treifa chazer es lacher. This is the Rosh Lishitosa that he says there is no such thing. So this machlokes, Rashi and the Ramban, on the one hand, treif is chazeres lachshera, and the Tosfos and the Rosh, the Tosfos and the Rosh are the same organization, they say treif and chazeres lachshera. So the simple reading of the Gemara on Samaches on the days, the Gemara there talks about when you're shechting a cow and there's a ben pekua, there's an uber inside, so the uber hoshed yadai chutz l'me'eimai. So when you if at the time of shechita the limb is sticking out, so the shechita is good on the whole uber, except for that limb. So the Gemara says that's based on the pasuk. Basa basada treif al asachel. Basada means chutzlim chitzos. Anything that's chutzlim chitzos. So then the Gemara asks the question: what if the uber was hoshed yadoi lachutz, but then hichnis yadoi? He took the limb back into the mother's womb, and I shech the mother after the uber already is back in again. So the Gemara says it doesn't help. That uber is going to be also because treifa, just like a treifa. What's the drasha? What's the mashmoy? So the Gemara says that just like treifa is einu chazeres lachshera, so too the eiver hayotze is einu chazeres lachshera, einu chazeres lachshera. So the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like the Tosfos in the Rosh, the treifa einu chazeres lachshera. That's the simple mashmoy of the Gemara. So now there's a question: does this only this Gemara? Or this, let's say, we'll ignore the Gemara, the Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, and the Ramban and the Rosh. This Machlekes are showing, where is there such a thing, Treifa Chazeres Lachshera? Is this only a Machlekes in Treifa? Because the Rosh is saying a medical statement. That's what sounds in the Rosh. If the animal already developed such a sickness, that it already had the Makkah set in, that it developed the Treifa, so how can it be that it's going to be, how can it be that anything you're going to do later on is going to help? And the Ramban is also a doctor. Rosh was not a doctor, Rosh was a rabbi. The Ramban was a doctor. So Ramban says, nothing wrong, treifa chazeres lachshera. If you cut another 2 inches above the Tumas HaGidden, so it won't have such a sickness, it'll be restored to its good health. So the machlekes, the Rosh and the Ramban and the Rashi and the Tosfos, is only a machlekes in Hilchas Treifa, or it's an issue in all macholos asuras. Let's say, is there such a cloud that once you have food that was declared as non-kosher, it's impossible that food should become kosher again later on? Macholos asuris, treif enu chazeres lachshera maybe means non-kosher food cannot be restored to a kosher state. Well, there is no such rule. So when you learn in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Tanaim made it clear that you're not permitted to eat bishalakum. Why? Because it may lead into marriage. So the Rishonim have a machloikas. Let's say a nochri cooked some bishalakum, some delicious food, bishalakum, and then it fell into a soup. And it's nice and tam, you don't have shishim against it. But then I removed the bishalakum, let's say it's a vegetable soup and some kosher flesh was cooked by a nochri, and it gave an asinus tam, so the vegetable soup is schmaltzy, nice and tam legam, it tastes nice and tam lishrach. The vegetable soup tastes more geschmack because of the schmaltzy flavor that it has from the bishalakum, but I have rov against it. The schmaltz from the bishalakum is less than 50%, but I don't have shishim against it. It's nice and tam. So there's a machlekes whether you need shishim to be mevatel bishalakum, and we paskin lahalacha is muta, that you don't need shishim. What's the machlekes? So the machlekes lecher is, what motivated the Chachamim to prohibit bishalakum is because it may lead to intermarriage. So what did they declare over here? They declared that the bishalakum is macholas asuras, If it's machalas asurah, then it's subject to the rules and regulations of Tam Kikr. So you have to have shishim to be mevatlet. Or they say, no, why should they declare that it's machalas asurah? They said that eating bishulakam is like taking out a non-Jewish girl to a dance, like dancing with a non-Jewish girl. It may lead to intermarriage. This may lead to intermarriage. It's a din of hachoka. So what you have to say, Tam Kikr, on a dance, on dancing with a non-Jewish woman, what you have, Tam Kikr, is a din of machalas asurah. If the thing has been declared as non-kosher food, then there's a rule of Tam Kikr. But dancing with a non-Jewish woman is not allowed. If you're not dancing with the woman, if you eat bishalakam, it's also. If it's bottled beroy, so it's not bishalakam, so goodbye. The whole rule of Tam Kikr only applies if you're talking about a topic of macholos asur. So we paskin that it's not macholos asur. We paskin that you don't need shishim. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch paskin. Mechaber doesn't say one way or the other. Then these same Rishayim Achrenim, the late Rishayim Achrenim, they had another machlokes where the choser is not shera. Let's say if a non-Jew cooked flesh or fish or something, shlish bishul kamachol ben derusoy. So the Gemara says it makes bishul akum. You're not allowed to eat it. So what if a Jew will take this food that's aser because of bishul akum, and then he'll continue to cook it, and that'll be roy lachila to everybody. It'll be mevushal kol tzarkei. So if a Jew would have participated partially in the bishul, let's say a Jew cooked the food shlish bishulo, then a non-Jew continued to cook the food. So the Gemara says that's muta because part of the bishul was done by the Jew. So what about over here where the first shlish bishulah was done by the non-Jew and the rest of the bishul was done by the Jew? Do you declare that once it became macholos asuris, it remains macholos asuris, there's no way to be misakin it? Or do you say, no, it's not macholos asuris. That rule, that treif ein chazeres, that only applies to macholos asuris. But this is not macholos asuris. This is an issa hiskaris. It's not that because the rabbis were motivated by the concern of intermarriage, so that's why they declared bishulakam as macholos asur. Is that the pshat? They declared bishulakam macholos asur from the rabban because of the concern of intermarriage. Or did they declare no? Eating bishulakam is an issa hiskaris with the nachbar. They never declared that it's macholos asur. So the Avdin Eizen, the Shuvah points out that if you look in these rishonim, the same ones who say that you need shishim are the ones who say that if the Nochri cooked it and it became Bishalakam, Mizena Chazel Hechshera. And we paskin Lahakal on both. We paskin you don't need Shishim because it's not Macholos Asur, so there's no Tam Kikr. And therefore it is Chazel Hechshera. If the Nochri cooked the Shlish Bishulo and Yisrael cooks it Kol Tzarkai, so it removes the Yisrael. But they're working on the assumption that there is a rule somewhere in Torah Shabbat Peh, in Chumash, you're not going to find it. In Torah Shabbat Peh, you got to go fishing to find where it is. There is a rule somewhere that says that once something becomes a macholos asuris, ain't a chozel hetero. So by treifa, that's a machlokes harishonim. Rashi and Tosafot, the Ramban and the Rosh, where they say treifa ain't a chozel hetero. One could argue the point and say that treifa is a medical machlokes. There's reason to say treifa is an exception to the rule of hakala, treifa is an exception to the rule of hachmer. So what's the din by macholos asuris? So here these rishonim are working on the assumption that once some food is declared as macholos asuris, is ain chozer lehetero. So where did they get that rule from? Where did they get this from? So the pashtus is, according to the first pshat, there are two fundamental pshatim here in the Gemara, kuf ches and beis. So the pashtus is that is the machlekes, whether epshel lesochta is also epshel lesochta is mutter. That what by basa becholov, once you cook the basa with the cholov, so it's not just the basa and the cholov are both asur. If you have a chatzi zayis of basa, chatzi zayis of cholov, the Gemara says you like it. We pass on that you like it. So you see that basa becomes asa and the cholov becomes asa. So the shad is, what if efshel hafrida? What if I'll separate? So half of the poskim say it's totally in the same shad efshel hasachto. If efshel hasachto is asa, efshel hafrida is also going to be asa. What's going to be asa? Macholos asuris is not chozer lehetero. So if you learn like that, this is the machlokes satanayim. Whether efshel hasachto asa, efshel hasachto lemutter, machlokes only applies to basa b'cholov, according to that version of the Rabbein Ephraim, only applies to basa b'cholov. And in basa b'cholov, it'll apply even efshel hafrido, it'll remain aser. And in shari surim, not only will he say, you don't say chaticha nasmel, you don't nishishim keneged the whole chaticha, he'll say chaticha atzma chozeres the umuteris. You can eat that chaticha itself. Those are the two versions that the Mechaber quotes in two different simonim. Did the Rabbein Ephraim mean to say that even that original chaticha itself is mutar or not? So if one assumes this pshat, that the machlekes satanayim is whether machol. Is there such a rule like treifa? Ein chazeres lech sheira. The machlek is harishanim. Is there such a rule? Maybe it's better than treifa. Maybe it's worse than treifa. Maybe treifa is a medical issue. Here it's a halachic issue. Is there a rule that machol asur is not chazal hater? So we paskin. Yeah, there is such a rule. Epshel asachto is also. Once it became basa b'chol, it remains basa b'chol. Even epshel afrida will be asur. And but by shari sur min ofu sure epshel afrida is muta. That's the gemara by trek gelo di milchan kuf yudeisam and aleph. If you know that chemically you can separate the iser from the heter, and you have mamish no particles of iser at all, then it'll be muta. So then epshel asachto will also be muta by shari sur. The chaticha itself will be muta. Even though I know that I have a lot of iser still balua in the chaticha, but I know that I have shishim now. Against this, even the chatich atzma will be muteris, because by shari surim, if you have a bli of chazer, or have a bli of nevela, whatever, and a piece of food, the food doesn't become osir. You're not allowed to eat it because it has the bli of iser. Even according to Rabbi Natam, who says that you like it, if you eat a kazayis menataruvis, the pashtus is not there's a losh and a rosh that Rabbi Chaim writes is very difficult. Rabbi Chaim has a sefer on the rosh. The rosh writes according to Rabbi Natam, that if you cook the iser in heter, let's say you cook vegetable soup and you have a little chazer shmaltz, pork and beans, and then you have a kazayis of the beans, you have a kazayis of beans, have a little bit of pork in it. Doesn't have a kazayis of pork. So the shita's Rabbi Natam is that you get malchus on eating kazayis. So the Rosh words it. Oh, the Rabbi Natam holds the heter nefach lias iser. It doesn't make any sense. How can it be? Beans have an iser chazer. How can it be? Beans are not chazer. How can it be? Let's say you have applesauce that has a bli of chametz in it. You're going to say, applesauce has an isa chametz. How can applesauce have an isa chametz? The chametz shabbat, you're not allowed to eat the applesauce because it has chametz in it. Abina Tam holds that in order to get malchus, you don't have to eat a kazayis of the chametz. There's no need to eat a kazayis of the pork. If you eat a kazayis of food that tastes like pork or that has the flavor of chametz, so that's enough for the sheer kazayis. And the other Rambam disagrees, and many other Vishnu disagree. No, in order to get malchus, you have to eat a kazayis of chametz and a kazayis of chazer. It's not enough to eat a kazayis of food that has the flavor of that. So machlekes, what's the vort of kazayis? The Rishonim ask on the Rabbi Natam, how can he say that if you eat a kazayis of the taruvis, that's sufficient? Is not hetem mitzdarf lisa? We don't pass in hetem mitzdarf lisa. So Rabbi Natam holds no. The discussion that the Gemara has in Sochem in the Nozer about hetem mitzdarf lisa, that's if the iser was not nivla into the heter, I'm eating a ham sandwich. So the bread is bread and the ham is ham. I'm eating the both bevasachas, the blia achas. So I ate a kazayis, but the bread was not boleya the chazer. So that's a machlekes, and there we paskin ain heter mitzdarf liyisa. But if I cook the chazer, I cook the pork in the beans, and all of the beans have a schmaltzy flavor from the pork. So according to Rabbi Natam, that's not, if you eat a kazayis minat harubis, you'll be like it. That's not based on hetem itzach lisa. It has nothing to do with hetem itzach lisa. That's tam kiker. Everything has a tam of chazer. So that's his definition of kazayis. He holds that you would be like it. So there are, the Rosh presents it, the Rosh and Chalot presents it according to Rabbi Natam, that heter nepach liyasisa. Very difficult. What do you mean heter nepach liyasisa? Very sure. Rav Chaim has a taina on the Rosh. His presentation is very difficult. So the Pashta says, by Shari Surim, he never said that the piece of food, the beans, become chazer. How the beans can't become chazer. You're not allowed to eat the beans. The beans are mutter, but you can't eat them because they have the blia, they have the tam of chazer in them. So you can't say, treif ein chazer es lachsher. Once the chaticha became osir, it can't convert back to become mutter. No, the chaticha never became osir. By basa b'chalav, the basa b'chalav becomes osir. Once you cook the two together, it's the heter nepach lios iser. Originally it was heter, and that's the chidush, it becomes osa. But by pork and beans, the beans don't become osa. Just you can't eat it because it has the tam of the pork in it. So that's why efshel afrida l'chola des is muta by shari sur. That's the gemara by the trei gelei de milcha. And efshel l'sachto would also be muta, according to this version of the Rabbeinu Frem, efshel l'sachto would also be muta by shari sur. This is one version, yeah. But obviously, there are Rishonim who don't agree with this version in the Gemara, because on the one hand, there's a popular version of the Rabbeinu Ephraim is that Osa Chatich and the Sheris be Yisura, by Shari Yisurim also. Then on the other hand, there are Rishonim who hold, the Shach quotes in Sitkot Yudai, and Simon Kufay, are Rishonim hold that by Basim Bechol, by Epshel Afrido is Mutter. So they deny this whole rule that Macholos Asuris, once it's also remains also the Anavot. They say there is no such rule. The Avnei Nezer is working on the assumption that you're adopting such a rule, that once something is Macholos Asur, it remains also the unavoid. And he says the Machlokes of Rishonim by Bishul Akum, whether if the Nochri cooked it, Kemachol ben Derisoy, then the Jew continues to cook it. He says the Machlokes of Rishonim is what's the nature of the Issa Bishul Akum, whether the Issa is whether they declared it as Macholos Asuris. Oh no, it's an Issa Hiskarbis. And then Lishitos, and they argue whether there's a din of Tam Kiker. So that's all on the assumption, like the first pshat, that there exists such a rule, that whenever something becomes Macholos Asur, it remains also the Yon Avot. That's on this assumption. But obviously, half of the Rishonim don't agree with that assumption. So what is the other pshat in the Gemara? So the other pshat is working on the assumption that Epshel Afrida by Basa B'Cholav would be Mutter. And the only reason why it remains also by the Basa B'Cholav, because it wasn't Epshel HaFrido. You didn't remove every tiny particle of milk. There's still a lot of milk left, but by now it's bottled with Shishim. Originally, when the milk was nibbled into the flesh, you didn't have Shishim against the milk. But now that I took the whole Chaticha of Basa, that's why it became Basa B'Cholav in the beginning. Now I took the whole Chaticha and I cooked it in a near Rikisa, I cooked it all a second time in a big pot. So now I have shishim against the milk. So now it should be bottle, and if it's bottle, it should be mutter, like Epshar Afrida is mutter. So whatever it's bottle is commander lazy dummy. So that's what the Gemara says. No, that's a machlekes satanoim. And what's the nekuda? Why is there a shita who's machmer? So the one who's machmer is probably because that's the Rav Soloveitchik worded it. The name bittul ela metchilo sataruvis. That's a new rule in Hilchas Bittul, that if there was no bittul when the taruvis began. So it doesn't help that I removed more milk later on. Since the Tchilas HaTarubis, there was no bittul, so there can't be bittul later on. So maybe this klal applies to Shari Surim also. I have a piece of, the pork and beans. I have the beans, had a baliya of pork in it, and then I cook the pork and beans in a big pot full of vegetable soup, and then there's no longer, now for sure I have shishim against all of the schmaltz. I don't taste the schmaltz at all, not in the rest of the soup and not in the beans. I don't have the flavor of schmaltz, but I know that there's still a little bit of schmaltz there, except that now it's batel b'shishim. So then I'll say hachaticha atzman esheris b'yisura. Even if you hold like the Aben Ephraim, you don't say chaticha nasner b'sharisur. It means you don't need shishim against the chaticha, but the chaticha atzman will remain asur liyarnavah because ain't bitul ele mitchila sataruv. So that gufa is going to be the machlekes satanoi, whether efshel esoch tos, efshel esoch nemuter, is the machlekes. Is there such a rule? Ain't bitul ele mitchila sataruv. But you have to elaborate a little more on this. Maybe we'll do that later in the week. This Thursday, there's going to be an important meeting that Kedai for everyone to attend. There's going to be in the Reuben Shul at 12 o'clock. Pizza will be served. Glatt kosher pizza. they're going to be discussing the new cover that they want to start in Chicago next year. Sounds to me like a very exciting opportunity for people who are interested in your food to learn with Balabatim and to learn with each other. And they're paying very handsome stipends for the people who are going to participate. So it sounds to me that it's kedai to attend the session to hear what they have to offer.